Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Toledo, your host on Dent Time PDR, a podcast about PDR training, tutorials, interviews, and much more. So get something to eat, drink, and start pushing. It's time to listen.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's crack-a-lackin'? Now, you know, guys know I say every week I go special guest. We got a special guest. Well, we do. Again, we got special guests. And we, you know what? I don't think there's ever been a podcast done like this. Don, I'm not going to introduce you. You're a special guest, but you ain't the special specials.
No right? way.
We're not the special specials. So I got Don on here. He's a kind of a regular on my podcast in here and there. And we talk almost every day, every other day. And we just shoot the, you know what? And you know what? We had an idea. Because I don't think it's ever been done before where we've had technically the wives bringing them on the show and really kind of what goes on behind the scenes, right? And this is the name of this podcast. Who's the real PDR bosses, right? So I had Mary on last week and you know what? We've got some good feedback and we decided to bring her back on along with your wife, Dawn. Introduce your wife, please.
This is Kimmy Cavanaugh, Kimberly, my world and manager and the boss of all bosses right here.
Nice. Welcome aboard, Kimmy.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hey. I'm not used to the Kimmy.
We like Kimmy.
Kim, but Kimmy's
her mom. Good. We do mom and dad, wow. Just like you guys do. It's kind of funny. So
Kimmy. Yeah, that's how we, and then I've got my own wife, Mary Toledo. How you doing, Mary? Thank you for joining us on your busy schedule.
Oh, you're welcome. I have to make some time for this tonight.
Yeah, you don't understand, guys. Everybody, you guys are crack up. I look over and I go, what are you doing? She's like, give me a pen. And I'm like, what do you need a pen for? I look over, she's got like a novel of notes over here on the side.
I'm writing a book.
Do realize we have about an hour, right? So anyway.
I can talk fast, you know.
Yeah.
Speed up the process. I think,
in the microphone, please.
I think people, maybe this is like, you know, when, well, since
if you want to look at me, let me just do that.
Okay, fine. This big microphone on my face. Okay. Anyways, for those people who doesn't know the dynamic between Mike and I, we like to what?
I don't know. What do we like to
tease
do?
Tease each other.
Yeah.
It's like I'm just like an, you know, like another guy he hangs out with. He's like,
well, I don't know.
Well, because you're a smart ass. And now I became one. I got to be one, right?
Yeah. Well, look, another, like I said, the reason why we wanted to bring the wives on is we wanted to give us another dynamic. I mean, it's always about tools or techniques or about the business. And it is about businesses and it's about making yourself better. But really, to honestly, let's give credit where credit's due. The only person type of wife we're missing in this right here, Don, is I think you brought it up, is the Hale wife, which, you know, one, hopefully we get that in here sometime soon because we know that's probably one of the toughest wives to be when your husband's gone anywhere between 4 months to 9 months out of the year doing Hale, especially if they travel. So give props to the wives out over there who are actually holding it down for the men over there or vice versa. I know there's some women Hale techs over there and some of the guys are holding the family down over there. So anyways, John and I wanted to say thank you for coming on, ladies. So we want to talk about the process, the stuff that goes on behind the doors. Don runs his business. I run Dent Time. Well, I run it with my wife pretty much mainly. So we're going to talk about that. So Don, let's start with you and Kimmy, what goes on behind there? I mean, what? So do you have hands on? Is Kimmy hands on, Kimmy? Or are you? How does this work? How does your system work with you as a family and a business?
So we I pretty much go to work, and she takes care of everything else. She's the homemaker. She's the shopper. She's the takes care of the kids. She does everything else to let me be free enough to take care of the day-to-day chores that are so important for DentCraft. And I never once have to worry that something's getting handled. I come home, miraculously, there's dinner on the table, and there's food in the refrigerator, and the boys are picked up and delivered, and just everything else. And she also does run around for us quite a bit. She'll bring, you know, when we're low on coffee or, you know, whatever we might need, she's all in. But it's just a tough, you know, it's a tough thing. Without her, I couldn't do any of it, because she loosens me up to be able to just concentrate on DentCraft.
Nice. And Kimmy, so what's your thoughts on that? Is it true, or is you do more than what he said?
Come on, fess up.
Well, there's a lot I do, but yes, ever since we decided to have kids, that was going to be the deal, is that I was going to stay home and he was going to go to work. And that's a choice I made. That's a choice he made. And it works for us. And I think you have to do what works for both of you, right? I mean, you have to, whatever your talents are, whatever decisions you make to do that, it has to work. So
she's fine, Don. Don, she is absolutely good. Fine. Great. So you don't need to get any closer. She doesn't want to get any more closer to your garlic breath. So
She's sick.
I'm good. I've got.
Oh, this is great. One is sick and one's got a garlic breath.
We're a pair. I tell you,
we are.
But no, I think it just, you know, this is what we've been doing ever since the kids were born, and it works. I now have a job. It's part-time, but it's every day, and I work in the schools. And so, you know, I'm there taking the kids to and from and all of that. I'm also a soccer team manager, which is another part-time job. I also hold down another.
That doesn't pay.
Yeah, it's a volunteer, but I have control.
Volunteer's good.
A lot of things. I'm connected.
Volunteering.
Yeah. And yeah, it's volunteering. But there's a lot of communication, and we have an awesome soccer family. So that, and then our other son's sports, you know, well, I'm sure I'm not a team manager for that, but I like to have my hands in everything. So I'm connected with the kids and in the business. I'm not a person to sit at a desk all day and do just one thing. So I think, you know, this fits me well. It fits Don well, as far as, you know, I take care of the kids and the house and all these other things. And I have another little side hustle I do. And it's not, you know, it's not just being the mom. And I think you have to find whatever works for you and your niche. And so, yeah, he's able to, you know, walk out of the door and I take care of everything else. And he goes to the shop, which is like his second home. I mean, he's there all the time and taking care of that and running that and putting out fires and dealing with dragons and all the things you guys do. So, this is what works for us.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so let me ask you this, because don't worry, Mom, I'm gonna give you your turn. Because anybody who doesn't know how me and Mary communicate, I'm Dad, she's Mom, so I address her as Mom, she addresses me as Dad. Okay, it does podcast or no podcast, that's how it's gonna roll, as long as she's next to me. So I'm Dad, she's Mom. Mom, I'm not gonna hog it up. I know you're itching to say something, so let me.
Saying anything, I'm just sitting here.
No, I'm gonna get you up. So I gotta ask Kimmy something. Kimmy, is Don completely punched out when he gets home, or do you have to tell him to shut down? What is that kind of, what goes on when he gets home? Is he still talking dense? Hey, honey, I'm sure he's talked to you about his day, but is it more than you want to hear, or is it something that you tell him? Hey, you need to relax. You know, leave that at the shop. How does that work?
Yeah, that is a challenge. That is a big challenge because he is connected. I mean, mostly he's still on the phone when he's walking in the front door, which it's not a fault. It's not a bad thing. It's just, I think when you own your own business, it never turns off. Yeah. So, you know, that's a hard part. So, yeah, dinner time. I mean, we're doing dinner and, you know, rules are phones are away from the table and all the time though his phone is going off. Do I want to throw it out the window sometimes? Yeah, I do. But I don't.
If it's okay. Mike, maybe he's talking to Mike. And if it's Mike, you can just like, turn off the phone. It's only Mike.
I know. Chances are that's happened a few times.
Yes, it's busy. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not a 9-to-5, you know, punch out kind of gig. You guys are on all the time. Yeah. So I get that. But yeah, you do. I do have to remind him. Shut it down. Let's go dinner. And he's good about that. I mean, you know, you have to have your moments where you're present with the family and be there. So he does that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, that brings something up and then we'll get to you, Mom, and tell you, ask you what you do behind the scenes. But I think you kind of mentioned something, Kimmy, that's super important. You don't get those time and those years back with your family. I mean, I'm looking right now, I'm closing my eyes and my son's already 15 years old and 3 to 4 years he's out, he's done, he's gone, he's in college, you know? And, you know, you don't get that pleasure or that where you can just go out, hey son, you want to go out or hey, you know, talk to your daughter and say, let's go for a walk or where you can actually get their time. You know what I mean? Cause once they get older, it's their time now. So
yeah,
I get that. And I think that's why we brought you ladies on here is kind of help keep us grounded about being grateful about where we're at, you know, and how successful most of us are in this business. And really, and truthfully, it wouldn't be as successful nearly without you ladies behind us. So
and family's waiting for us when we get home. Absolutely.
Yep. And with that said, I'm going to introduce Mary. I know she's got a tact full of stuff to say.
What are you talking about?
So
you're making it sound like that this is going to be like 45 minutes of me talking.
Dude, it could be. This would be part one of 15. Okay. Straight podcast behind the scenes.
Go, Mary, go.
So, Mom, what do you do? What do you do for the business? Tell me. Enlighten me.
Well, normally when we first started this business, this is a funny story. I mean, it's for real because he wouldn't let me answer the phone. I mean, and there's a reason
that's
behind
true.
It.
It's, you know what?
And there's a reason. Bad. I have good memory. I remember this. This is like 19 years ago. And I know why he wouldn't let me answer the phone.
I just want to say hello.
And then I sat there in the car because we used to go do, I did a ride along, you know, I had to, when I first met actually Mike, I think he already did a little bit of a podcast, right? You were like in the bad situation. Do you remember that?
Podcast? About when?
You did a podcast about how you started the business, you know, like you were,
oh,
you know,
Leah, you talked went, to earlier?
Yeah.
About podcast number two.
You were going through some stuff, you know, with your mom passing away, et cetera, et cetera. So he was in bad shape. And so for me, I was like, okay, well, when I have time, I guess maybe on my day off, I would go because I used to work at the hospital. So I have 4 days off. So usually I did a ride along with him. And then I said to him, hey, while you're driving, I can like take this, you know, paper that you have. It used to be notebooks. Social media or phones wasn't that.
No, there wasn't social media. It was notes.
There was no. It was like basically a notebook. So I said, you know, because it's kind of dangerous to drive and basically booking an appointment for customers, you know. So I said, I can do this while you're driving and I'll get the information. But he wouldn't hand it to me. And I have an idea why. He thinks I couldn't handle it.
I know.
That's
I'll
what
tell
it
you
is.
The honestly, there was a few, and I was so like ding dong too.
Exactly, so, ding dong.
I'm not even go that route. We're kind of
just say it.
No,
just
I'm not
do
gonna
it.
Do that. I look this like a total douche if I say that. You know, everybody's like, no.
What? No. That's what's good about it because I'm sure there's people out there that experience stuff.
I
like
honestly
this.
was scared that people wouldn't understand her. No. So I was like, I don't think people are going to understand you. You know, yada, yada. It was just, anyways, it's stupid.
Moment of truth.
Yeah. Moment of truth. He was like paranoid. Well, here's the thing. Before I actually met him, I already.
Well, I didn't want people to think that they were answering phone calls. You know, like somebody was a phone, like a Philippine phone center. That's what, you know, that's what.
Whatever.
Hello, this is Dentime. How can I help you?
No, the thing is that he was worried that people wouldn't understand me, but he didn't know.
And that I don't mean to offend any of my Filipino friends or our relatives.
Asian friends.
Ding dong.
So, yeah. But
anyway, so can we? Okay, so what's going on behind the scenes today? Like, what do you do for Dentime?
Well, I pretty much do. Mostly like the operations, you know what I mean? Like not just booking. Like, for example, if Mike is training and I need to answer the phone, I would answer the phone. I would give estimates. And over the years of doing the ride along with you, I learned how to give estimates.
Let me give you a scenario of Mary. Like if you catch her on a bad day.
Hold okay? on. Go ahead.
I'm going to do a bad day scenario. Okay.
Oh, no.
The kids tick her off or anything, and she's answering the phone, and I don't know she's in a bad mood. Like, somebody will call and bring. Yeah, is this Dentime? Yes, it is.
That's not a bad day.
Can I get an estimate? What kind of car do you got? Tesla? Yeah, send us a picture. Do you have any idea what it costs? Just send us a picture. She's super straightforward, right? You know, there's no polish to anything like that. But on the other hand, she's just straight up. So
okay, yeah. So here's the thing. That's his version of the story. Obviously, you know, and this is where it gets funny because people don't understand, or maybe some dent guys don't want to work with their wives because there's his and her side of the stories. You know what I mean? So I used to book appointments while I'm driving and kids yakking away in the back. So when I answer the phone, because I don't want to lose that customer, I'm one of those old school that if nobody picks up, they're going to go call somebody else. So I'm thinking if I let it go and not answer that phone, then I'm going to lose that customer. As a matter of fact, Mike put that in my head because when we first started doing the ride along, I said, why are you answering the phone and you're driving? He said, well, this is before it was bad. Because back then, we can drive and write, right? Book appointments. But anyways,
you got it.
So the reason why I do that is I want to answer the phone still. But then at the same time, I don't want that person to hear the background, which is not really professional when there's kids talking or saying, mommy, mommy, mommy. So I just want to say, hey, can you just send us a photo? You know, blah, 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 blah. So I'm straightforward. But if I'm on my own and nobody's around me distracting me, I usually go in a conversation. But here's the thing too. When you've been answering the phone for so long and you know about people, they talk to you 2 minutes in the conversation. You know what they're looking for. You know if this person is willing to pay the money or they're just BSing or shopping around. I can tell right away. And I even told Mike, I said, Mike, I know that person is blah, 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 blah.
She'll just get rid of them, dude. So anyways, that's good. She gets rid of the looky loos.
Well, no, I don't waste my time.
Hold on. Let's just go down. Like, if we can go, give me a list of, like, you.
My
give me
list?
A list.
Okay, so you want me to read
don't,
my list?
But don't stop, okay? Let's go down your list, and then we'll elaborate on some of those things, okay?
Okay, well, I made a list. Okay, so basically scheduling, booking, you know, like, you know, booking appointments, and then I also do, when we started the business, I handled all the legality of it, like getting business license, blah, 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 blah. Then it became to the accounts payable and accounts receivable because we have a few dealerships, right? So I handled those. So while Mike can actually just do the dance and focus on booking appointments. So basically we switch roles. We're sometimes gonna, what he's doing, I'm doing something else, or we go, like I said, if he's answering the phones, then I'm doing something else. Okay, so the accounts payable, payroll, because we have a few technicians for dent time and bumper time that works for us. And then taxes. Oh, I hate taxes, but I'm stuck with it because I can't have my due taxes.
Yeah, well, nobody likes taxes.
If I...
Are you done?
Oh, hold on, hold on. Budgeting, paying bills. And then the last one that I took a role to do is hiring. Because, this is the most important thing, you know, because like in this industry, this is what I noticed. Hiring someone, Mike would come up with this idea. I want to hire this person. And what do I say, Dad?
I don't like him.
And I'll tell him why. Yeah. I'll tell Mike why.
Here's real quick, and then Don, I want to ask you some. You know, we're gonna bounce off because we're just gonna give everyone turns here. Let me tell you something about ideas, everybody. If you guys think that you know, I have a ton of good ideas. Okay, a lot of things, ideas. You know, for the business, for the industry, things that I like to do. Right. At least once a week, I come up with an idea, but you guys don't realize. I have 100 ideas. Maybe one of those will get through to Mary, dude. Okay. If it doesn't, if she shoots everything I say down, like, well, what if? And she's the worst devil advocate you've ever heard. Like, she'll think of like, well, what if an earthquake comes in and it opens up a crack and we fall in and die? Well, I didn't think about that, but I mean, that's not going to happen. How do you know? You know, it's just certain things like that. So I have to get through to her. And if it gets through, it's a dang good idea, dude. So that's how it goes through.
I want to ask Mike, why do you think I shoot it down? I would like to think, I would like to know what
I don't know. I would like to know what's going on because you think I'm incompetent or something like that.
No. Mike is an innovator. This is where our relationship works because he's an innovator. He's got vision. He's a visionary. But if you have a vision and you don't know how to execute it, mm-hmm. And because you didn't plan well enough, then that thing's not going to take off. And it might, or it might take off, but it's not going to, you know, sustain itself to last for years and years. So my mind, the way my mind works is that, okay, it's a good idea, but guess what? Let's now think of if this thing fails, what's your plan B? Or if this works, then where do you go from there?
If I have plan B, then I don't need plan A. Then I failed. So that's how I look at it.
Oh, I see the thing with me is that I don't like to fail.
There should be a safety net if that means you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. That's just the way. That's how I think. And this is real deal, guys.
This is how it is in our house.
We have two different views. Seriously, this is how we do it. We have debates, and I don't know if some of you guys wouldn't call them debates. Okay,
he calls me someone. What do you call me?
We have to get our Superman jammies on. We like get our world wrestling clothes on, but uniforms. But it's a battle. So, but anyways, Don, I'm gonna go swinging it back over to you. Okay,
sure.
Okay, what's it like having Kimmy in your corner, dude? Come on, really give it out. Don't hold back, dude. Come on.
Well, this one's quite easy for me.
Compared to Mary.
No, nothing about that, Mary. Not at all. I love you too. It's funny how when I met Kim, Kimberly, Kimmy, whatever we want to call her, mom, it just something was a spark and a half, and she's been my, you know, better half, as they always say, for a long time. But I always thought I was going to win the lottery as a young kid. You know, I'd play, I'd buy tickets, I'd lose. But I always knew I was going to win the lottery, and I didn't realize the lottery was going to be Kimmy. So I, and I'm not trying to get lucky tonight or anything like that. They're corny at all. But I tell her this. Do I not tell you this? Almost
yes,
identically
do.
Like this?
Yes.
She does so much for this family and so much for me and our two boys. And we never, you know, it's amazing. I open the drawer and there's clean underwear and socks every single time, even though magical. It was, you know, it's magical. Everything that happens. There's food on the table when I'm hungry.
Is she part Asian? Is she part Asian?
No, you're not doing that.
I wonder. I wonder sometimes. But she's really good at reading me. And even when I don't know something's wrong, she'll call me out on that. And it's absolutely amazing what she can pull out of me. Like no other person has ever been able to do. And we giggle and laugh every night. I'm not trying to sound weird, but I mean, we really get into some laughter. I'm very blessed, but in all reality, to swing it back, she just does everything for the family and for us, and makes me be able to work harder every single day. I don't ever have to worry about, you know, oh my God, it's 6 o'clock. I can't finish this den. I got to get home because I need to, you know, pull my load. It's never like that. I can walk in the door at 7:38 o'clock, and she asks me how my day went, and she's there, you know, for us and for Dentcraft, and she believes in me, and she's my best ambassador that I could ever imagine having by my side. And it's great, because it doesn't work without her.
That's friggin' awesome. Yeah, you really you man, I don't think I can top that, dude. So I can come close.
I don't think you can top that, Dad. Because
I think we can.
Because she even knows. She even admits that. No.
I'm pretty straightforward. Mike knows it. I mean, if he's made a mistake, I will say it straight up. I
told you, my wife.
Because you know, life is short, and I'd like to do the right thing. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Because when we're gone, that's what really matters. Right now, this is temporary, what we have here. But
I love that.
I mean, and I think that was awesome about saying about your wife. I mean, I know you're going to say something awesome about your wife. I mean, come on, man. But I mean, you're right, man. I mean, as much as I, you know, I have to admit, I feel the exact same way. You know, I'll be honest with you, I take Mary for granted. I think every man does. Once in a while, especially the PDR.
Absolutely. You just have to remind us once in a while.
Yeah. I mean, we at least I'm saying it in public to the world. Okay.
So. I remind him, believe me.
She does.
I remind him to be humble. I remind him to not take things for granted, because when we get busy, and Mike is, he's got so many stuff in his head that sometimes things goes by him and he doesn't see it. So I remind him, because I want him to stop and say, hey, you know, you're missing out on this. You know, I mean, you know, sometimes he'll listen, sometimes he doesn't. If he doesn't, then I'll make him listen, you know, listen. Yeah. But on another note, what Don said about Kimmy, I mean, I'm telling you, Kimmy, when we went to Florida, and I'm not saying this because Don is saying this because he's in, you know, he's doing a podcast in front of us, or maybe, you know, it's in the podcast. But the thing is, what I like about Don, I think he's also a straight shooter, and he doesn't sugarcoat things. Because when I was in Orlando, and I think I was already had a few drinks, and I said, Don, I need a chicken wings. And we got into talking
about the chicken wings.
We got into talking about, hey, where's your wife? I would like to meet your wife. And then he went on and on about, oh, she's at home, she can't do this, but I would like for her to come, da 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 da. And he said exactly the same thing what he just said tonight. That she, you know, I appreciate her. There's a food on the table. The clothes are, you know, washed and folded and da 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 da. And I was like,
I see what you're doing. You're saying that I see what you're doing.
Well, I'm not doing anything.
What are you talking about?
This is the truth story.
I know what she's doing, Don.
But I didn't tell you because you know why.
I know our wife good. She's complimenting you at the same time, Don, but jabbing me at the same time.
No, that's not true.
But you know her well.
No, seriously, Don, did this happen in Orlando at that bar or not? Conversation? Exactly.
Yeah, no, it was great.
I'm not doubting that. That Don didn't do that.
But I didn't tell you that Don told this and complimented his wife, even when his wife is not around
him. That's right.
It's because I didn't want you to feel bad. I could have said, hey, I wish Don, you know, I mean, I wish you would be like Don, but I didn't say that, right? Because it doesn't need to.
Worst thing, right?
You know what I mean? It doesn't need to. It doesn't need to be said.
Don, I just want to tell you, thank you very much for the chicken wings that that you had to get.
We had to get some food in her stat.
Yeah. I know. It's like after
she
one.
She was happy.
Well, was I was a little buzzed, and Gabby was just, you know, talking away. So I was like, I gotta be sober with my little girl.
You guys gotta remember, she's a little woman. That was probably a half a drink right there. So
it's true.
Oh, yeah. It was half a drink. It doesn't take me much.
Yeah. Kimmy's a really cheap date too.
Yeah, that's easy.
One or two drinks and she's done.
Kimmy, does like I said, I know, you know, Don, like you said, he takes the, sometimes takes work home with him. What do you guys do both to relax, to like get away from this, you know, either, I'm not saying get away from the family, but what do you do to get away from PDR or from the business part? What do you like to do with them?
I think that, you know, just relaxing at home, watching a movie, probably going out to dinner when we can. And, you know, we're homebodies, mm-hmm. especially in the winter, how cold it is now. But we are pretty low-key people. I mean, we, you know, if we're getting together with friends or whatever, but we don't need to do anything major. I don't, you know, we chill and
love to hang out. Home's our best place.
So we relax. But I think when we need to get out, we go out to eat and enjoy each other's company. And we're easy.
Yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that, right?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, nothing too exciting. We're kind of boring.
We call each other bore-asses, and bore-asses. We really enjoy it, actually. We really do.
We got a little notch above you guys, dude. Just a little bit. So, yeah. We're homebody. Like, we'll do like about 3 months, like a certain phase where we'll stay home. We're not doing nothing. And then another 3 months, we're out at the movies every Friday or every chance we can. This woman's a friggin' chip and popcornaholic, and she can't stop eating that stuff. But she stays her figure. I don't, you know, thank gosh, but you know,
she's got a good metabolism.
Yeah, she does. Mary, what do you? I don't think Mary, and just to, I mean, I'm not gonna speak for you, but you really don't. You let me be. Like, you don't. I do a lot of work constantly, guys. I mean, I'm unfortunately.
He works 24/7.
I feel guilty because I feel bad because.
Just talk to Don, so you'll feel guilty more.
I'm always doing something, man. Like after this, it's what time is it? 6:20 p.m. here on this side. After I'm done here, I'll probably edit. I'll create a cover for it. I'll go on. Then I'll go do something for Dent Trainer. Then I've got to do something for the next event in Canada. You know, I've always got something going, but I just run my life and my business differently. But in a way, it's kind of relaxing to me. But and I'm very grateful for Mary letting me be able to do that because it's kind of shall I say it's relaxing, but at the same time, it's a little stressful. But when she sees me that I'm actually kind of stressing a little bit about certain things, she'll pull the plug. You know what I mean? She'll say, okay, that's it. You know, we're going in. Her thing is we're going on vacation and we're not just going on a staycation. We're going to go to Italy. I'm like, what? And she knows it's like, but that's, there's no, you know, I'm going to be on an airplane with no, you know, connection or man, she used to take me to the Philippines everywhere.
No, here's
that was her way of like unplugging me. So
here's the thing with Mike, because he's a workaholic. He works pretty much. If he can work 24/7, he'll work 24/7. But obviously, when you have a family, it's a different dynamic. So I'm the one who pulls the plug because I like to be always balancing. You know, I mean, yeah. I guess I had to mature fast, you know, due to my certain situation where I can see things that maybe other people can't see things. You know, I have to balance things all the time. I don't want to be too far to the right. I don't want to be too far to the left. I want to be center. So, and I see that Mike, when he's busy, he's either or. He's either to the right, too much to the right, too much to the left. So I want to bring him back with me in the center. And when he's working too much, obviously he's doing a lot of, you know, editing part, because he's perfectionist in that way and he wants to put out quality videos out there, whatever, you know, he does. Obviously, it's our reputation online. So we, you know, it takes him a long time. So if it takes him a long time, then I'm picking up the other pieces, like what Kim is probably doing, you know, that he's supposed to be doing, I'm doing. And then it comes to a point where I learn how to pick and choose my my battle with Mike. So sometimes I'll be like, you know, dude, you haven't done anything for the family. Go brush Gabby's teeth. At least every night you need to brush Gabby's teeth.
Come on, man.
Seriously, I give him that job. Brush Gabby's teeth. At some point, it was like shower Gabby. But since I have...
Dude, that's, brushing Gabby's teeth is like brushing, trying to brush a shark's teeth. Dude. Like she won't freaking... won't sit still sometimes, man.
But here's the thing. Mike find a way to cheat where he... I thought he was brushing Gabby's teeth. Apparently, he's letting Gabby brush her own teeth, and he's just standing there watching.
We would have a race.
I'm like, that's not it.
do you mind if I ask Kimmy a question?
Go ahead.
Kimmy, this is not in the script. Okay, this is not something Don even gave you notes for, and Mary, you can think about it, but I want to get Kimmy. Okay. During your legacy with Don. Through the years, what has been your biggest challenge with him you both have owned the business? What's been the biggest challenge that you've had and you've overcame?
That's a good question. I think time, just balancing time, and that's been an easy fix because, you know, as an entrepreneur and a business owner, you do have time freedom, but you also have, you know, you have to be there for your customers and the business. So I think just the unpredictability of owning your own business, and whether it's hail season, you know, those days are long, and then there's weekends, and so I think the inconsistency of the business, the winters can be slow, and then, you know, come spring, come summer, busy picks up. If we get a hailstorm, then it's triple busy. And so it's never, you don't ever know what it's going to be.
Unpredictable.
So, yeah. So that's, but I've just gotten used to it and just accustomed to it. And I'm easygoing. I'm
crazy easygoing,
but I'm not a type A personality.
You're my girl.
Wow, no kidding.
I can go with the flow. So, and he's the same way, but you know, when you run a company, you've got to have a schedule and all of those things, but that's why it works. So, you know, he's 100% committed to his business, where I can be 100% committed to the kids in the house and that schedule, which allows for him and the unpredictability and the inconsistency of the business that can go. So yeah, it works that way. Wow. And that's worked for us.
That's a great answer. And really, I love that answer. And that's so true. I think it's very common for any company and, you know, partnership, husband and wife, and the, you're right, it can go any time. Hail hits, man, it's balls to the walls, you know. Yeah. You got to do what you got to do, and then, you know, your job gets a little bit more demanding, and so does his at the same time, instantly. So
yep. You have to make it work. That's what it is.
I mean, it's a team. Right, it's a team effort. Absolutely. I mean, you wouldn't be able to do your job, Dawn, if she couldn't do hers, and she couldn't do hers if you couldn't do yours. So,
yeah, I remember when you went to Iowa for hail. Remember, because I said, "Oh no, you're gonna be gone for a few months," and
I was worried. Yeah, I was worried.
Was worried. I can tell he was worried because obviously Dent Time is still running here, and I have what? Did I have Gabby then? Yeah, I already have 3 kids. And then there's Dent Time and Bumper Time. I was like, but we got to do what we got to do. I can't think about, like, you know, worrying how the business is going to run, how the house is going to run without Mike. You know, I mean, even though Mike is most of the time do the stuff that he does, because obviously marketing, advertising, promoting takes a lot of time, you know, out of the family. Even though he does that, him being here, once, you know, I mean, it helps too, because I'll be like, hey, pick up the kids because something came out. I got to go do this. It's an emergency. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, that is true. I mean, Kimmy nailed it because I think everybody's felt that. So everybody's had that. And I would say that's just not one challenge, right, Kimmy? It's an ongoing challenge. It could happen. It's kind of like having an earthquake, sure. You know? So in the business. So Mary, it's your turn. So, you know, I have a bad memory. So I do. I can't remember yesterday.
You know? Ask him what he ate. Yes. No, 2 days
don't
ago.
Don't ask me. I really can't, man. I'm very bad at memory stuff. So what has been the biggest challenge with me or with the business that you can remember? One. I know you got tons of them.
Mike, okay, hold on, wait a minute. I see how this thing is going. One. He's limiting me to just one.
Well, we got an hour podcast. We got 20 minutes left if you want to, like, you want to get some other subjects in.
The biggest challenge, I think, with us is that, you know, that you're going one direction, I'm going the other direction. But then at the end of the day, it's one of those things that I have to figure out, okay, how I can, like, bring Mike back on the table to negotiate with me. Like to work with me, because sometimes obviously he thinks he's right and I'm always thinking as a third person, not what Mary wants. It's the third person that, you know, that can be impartial and you know, fair. So that's why I'm able to see things and, you know, work with Mike. There are times that I kind of like, you know, like just said, okay, fine, you want to do that, then we'll go ahead and do that, just to say, you know, just to save us from arguing, I guess, and fighting. It's hard to work with your, you know, your partner.
Every spouse and
sounds like
relationship has that. But what about the business? I mean, just specifically, you have anything about what was the challenge about the business?
Like you're talking about Dentime, because we have few.
It can be anything.
The challenge about Dentime, I think, was one of the stuff. Okay, which one is more priority? Well, okay, I think one of them is that the people, managing the people that works for us, I think. You know, because in the beginning, you wanted to go this way, but then I'm like, okay, I'll let you run it that way until something came up, and then I'm like, okay, I'm now taking over, because I didn't say anything before because I wanted to prove something, you know. Of course, I didn't mention it to him, because if I did, then he'll be like, oh, no, I don't believe that. So it's like basically something happened with technicians. You know, when people work for you, now there's other people's dynamic bringing on the table. Then there are times that, you know, Mike, he can be what? Hot temper? Mm. Is that what you would say? You would lose your temper easily.
I wouldn't say lose my temper. Okay. I just get a little frustrated easy, you know, here and there. That's where a lot of things have developed. I mean, a lot of challenges that Mary and I went through, especially with technicians, you know, back in the day, we didn't operate with contracts. You know what I mean? We did. We always did. No, we did not. We did not, because we wouldn't have ended up in whatchamacallit with the.
Well, the thing was with the contract.
No, just let me finish. Okay, fine. Okay, let me finish. So I'm just saying the challenges, you know, that you and I face, we've learned from, and we've perfected it to where
things don't happen
to us. That could happen to us in the long run. But I think, you know, every good business learns from their mistakes. If you don't learn from your mistakes, then, you know, then obviously you didn't pay attention, right? I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of going on and on. I know you got a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things that we went through.
There's a lot. Yeah, I think one of them was me letting you do your thing first, because obviously you didn't listen to what I have to say. But then when something happened, then I'll be like, see, now I'm coming in and this is what I'm putting down. Because running a business is not new to me. I mean, my mom, when I was growing up, she had a restaurant, and I saw how it went bankrupt, and I can pinpoint where she failed. And so when I'm thinking of running something, and even before I met Mike, I was already like working for an office, right, Dad? I was working for a CEO. I was working for an office. I know how to manage, you know, companies already. And then I have a vision of how I should run people that works under us. It's always like how, what you want. I mean, how you would treat the people that works for you is how you want to be treated when you're working for that person. Yeah. So that's what it is.
For sure.
All right. Well, Kimmy, what has been the highlight of your guys's, you know, relationship and owning a business together?
Wow.
That's a tough one.
Highlight. Got you guys, huh? I'm doing pretty good on my questions.
I don't think it's going to be her answer.
So our relationship and business together or separate?
They give me a little bit of something together. Like maybe it'll tie in. I don't know. It's just like, you know, it's like we all have our highs and lows, you know?
I mean, that's, I think to be up and down in the business and to be with someone consistent and solid and have a good relationship and to be able to celebrate the successes and, you know, when it's a good season, it's fun because it's, you know, you're having success in the business and it feels good. But I think no matter what, we can always be grateful for each other, no matter where we're at financially or, you know, with the family, the kids, the business. We do have a really good sense of humor and we're able to laugh.
We do.
I mean, that is probably the most important thing, that we're solid, you know, through the highs and the lows and the good and the bad.
Awesome. Cool.
We're both Sagittarius, so we're both super easygoing. I loved what you said, Mary, a little earlier. You said, well, if Mike's really seeing that, you know, if he's really got his mindset and I'll let him do it that way. And Kimmy and I are that way, you know, she'll be like really stringent on something and I don't really want to do it, but I really don't have a reason why I don't want to do it. I'm like, all right, let's just do it your way, you know? And then vice versa, I'll be feeling really strong on something. And she's like, all right, well, I'm not going to fight with you. So you just do it your way.
Go ahead, Kimmy.
Oh, I was just going to say the point is always as women, I think we want the man to think it was his idea.
Hey, Kimmy, you know who said that? My cousin. I have a cousin who said, Mary, you know, the trick is let the man think that they're in control. But then in reality, you're controlling them.
I didn't know that until tonight.
You're thinking back, you're like, oh, shoot, that is a conspiracy right there.
Yeah. That's great.
That's a surprise, right?
Right.
It was to me. She's had me buffaloed for 20 years here.
So what do you think is, what was the high, Mary? I mean, being my wife?
Being your wife or working together? You're talking about the high?
No, I don't know. I mean, that's, I mean.
Okay,
I mean,
so what's your question? Toledo?
Okay. I'm not saying what's the benefit. I'm not saying that's, I'm a benefit every day, but.
What's the positive thing that came out of us working together?
What's the positive? No. Okay. Never just forget that question, okay? She can't think of one. So.
No. I mean, ask me the question and I'll answer you.
Okay, what do you think has been the highlight of Dent Time or our journey owning Dent Time?
I think the thing that, you know, I always look at things in a positive way, whether there's a negative in it, I make it positive. I think
you guys tell we didn't rehearse this. So.
Yeah, we didn't. I think it's better if it's like, you know, unscripted. But anyways, what I was saying is that the benefit of actually having a business of your own is that if you work hard and it's working, then you know, hey, this is what's coming in, then you can, you know, reach other things in life that you will normally not reach if you're working for someone with a fixed income. So the benefit of being a business owner is you're not on the fixed income. If you work hard, and your business is doing good, then you have all the resources that other people might not have access to. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And not only that, is that I was telling Kim the other day that I like actually work having a business because I can, you know, work with my own time. You know, in between, I can pick up the kids. I have three kids at three different schools.
But what I'm going to ask, be specific. Those are the benefits of owning a business. But I want to know.
What's the downfall?
No, I want to know what was a highlight. Okay, what happened? Like, is there anything specific during our business that was like the high of, like, you remember, like, it was a really good moment?
I think it's when everything's working out with our marketing and advertising. When Mike and I first started, I don't know if you remember, we pretty much have a dealership. We didn't have customers based yet, but you said, let's target customer. And guess what? At that time, basically the money we earned from the dealerships, we put it back in the business.
We reinvested
for marketing and advertising until Mike got good at doing the marketing and the advertising. Then, you know, at that time, I remember thinking, wow, I wonder if this is going to really work. But 10 years of this, it's got to work before the 10 years is up. Otherwise, you know, you want to see the return, you know what I mean? Yeah. I usually give myself a timeline, and I don't know if Mike does, but I said 5 years into this, you know, and I just took it, you know, I just followed his lead that he said, hey, every money that we made from the dealership, we're putting it back there for advertising and marketing for our customers. And yeah. I said, okay.
Good. I personally
and
think
everything worked
I,
out.
I personally think, and I'm going to ask you this, Don, you better have, I'm just going to ask you the same question. Okay. Yeah. What was your personal highlight of your company? But me personally was getting my shop because
what? I really, really?
Yeah. Because I felt, when I go to the shop, I mean, let me get things straight. First of all, I don't like being at the shop. I don't treat it like a 9-to-5 shop. It's not one of those where I feel like I have to be there. I don't like that part. I like being at the shop when I'm productive at the shop. If I gotta shoot video or if I'm training.
Getting away from Mary.
Then, yeah, that too. That too. Oh, babe, there's a customer meeting me at the shop real quick. At 3 o'clock in the morning? Nah, I gotta be there early. I say that because it just felt like a sense of independence. You know what it felt like getting a shop?
It's your Dawn? Man cave, I guess.
Yeah, well, kind of, yeah. It felt like, you know how when you first got your first car?
Oh, yeah.
And you felt like that you had that sense of independence. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Hold on. Yes. I don't want to interrupt, but I think... Hold on, listen. I think I know why Mike feels like this. He never told me this, but I think I know why now. I think because for so many years, he said, I got to get a shop. And since I handle the finance for the company, the CFO, you know, because I budget and I pay the bills, so I see all these numbers. I said, no, it's not the time. So
I know,
for
I
how
did.
Many
I
bu- years?
I
how
bugged
many years?
Her for at least a decade.
And finally, I said, I got to give in now because I'm going nuts here. Finally, I did.
So that was my highlight, and we'll, you know, we'll go on that subject. That's another podcast about, like, if you should open up a shop and why, and you better have a damn good reason, because it's not just the money's gonna start pouring in.
Exactly.
That's for sure. Okay, you gotta want it, and you gotta work at it, and you gotta do everything you can. So Don, flipping it over here, what was your highlight of owning Dent Craft? What was the, you know, what gave you that aha moment? I'm going to be there. It could be recent. It could be whatever, man.
Yeah. I was obviously excited when I started and, you know, getting better and better. But honestly, I think it was about 6-8 years ago when I came home one day and I said, we're done. And guys, anybody that's listening, I am not trying to, badmouth or anything. I did it for, 20 years, but I got rid of the wholesale. And for me, I had a busy day at the shop. I remember it so well, Mike. It's a great question. I had a busy day at the shop, and I might have shared this with you. I might not have, but Kimmy and I know this story well. and I had a busy day, and the Mercedes-Benz dealership called, and they needed someone, they needed me. It was a body line dent, and they needed someone from my shop to go up there, and I found out what kind of dent it was, and I saw the picture. I'm like, oh my God, this is, you know, what is it, about six, eight years ago? Doesn't matter, I guess, exactly through the date, but I'm working on a big smash at the shop, and it was pretty good. I had the shop was loaded with cars, and I ran up to the dealership. I had to drop everything. I had to load my tools. I had to go up there, get the job done, and of course, you get to know these service writers very, very well, and it was a retail job. And I was standing on the other side of the computer, and he's giving me my purchase order, and I'm looking at him charging it on the RO, and I charged him $200. I was there about an hour, and he charges out $400. And I always knew they were marking it up. I always knew it was 20, 30, 40, 50%. I had no idea. I didn't really even care, honestly. And I just get back in my car. I get back to the shop. I jump back on the other car. I come home at night, and Kim knows me, sounds a little bit like me, Mary, but Kimmy can see me across the room and say, what's wrong, right? So she gets it out of me, and I said, I don't know what it is. And she goes, well, it's because they marked it up on you, Don, you know, and they're trying to make money off of us. And I said, no, that's not it, you know. And I went to bed that night, and I woke up like 2 a.m. and remember, you know, waking Kim up and saying, I know what it is, honey. I said, that guy is going to come pick up his car, and he is going to love it. And he is going to absolutely be rejoicing in that his dent is gone. He's going to tell 3-4 of his friends to do really nice work at that Mercedes dealership. And Dentcraft was not going to get any accolades for that. They didn't know we came in the backside. They didn't have any idea about us. And I'm just making all these dealerships look fantastic. And that was the reason why. It was my aha moment. And I just decided, I looked at it, and you and I talk about this, Mike, but for Mary, Mary, basically, I was one of the first guys in Minneapolis doing this. I was trained by an old German guy that learned in the BMW factory in Munich. We had it made. I opened up 30 dealerships. I had 7 guys. We ran around with their heads chopped off, and it was a fun time. But I didn't realize I was making all of those dealerships my direct competition. So here I'm thinking, the money got in the way, and I'm, you know, taking care of guys. I'm sending them different directions, and I thought we were making great money, but in actuality, I was making them all my direct competition. So I had to leave my own shop, go over and do it for a fraction of the cost, making them look good, making them be like, oh, if you need a dent done, go to that Mercedes dealership, man, they do great work over there. Right. So I came home and I told Kim, I said, we're done. We are absolutely done. We starved for 3 years. I mean, it was hard. I got rid of all my dealerships. I let guys go. I gave them dealership accounts and different things because I didn't want to hurt them. I like them as people. But in all honesty, I that was my aha moment. The play that when it finally happened about 3 years later, when we started making the same money, and I could park my truck in the back of the shop and not have to leave ever again and make everybody else look great. That was my aha moment to really feel like, you know what? Let's build Dentcraft's name. Let's put us on the map instead of putting everyone else on the map. So that's really a long-winded answer, Mike, but that's really where we celebrated and rejoiced in that. And now they know they need to come to Dentcraft for a nice dent.
That's a good story right there, Don. Shoot.
Hey, Don, as you're talking, of course, my brain's going like this, it's processing. My husband calls it like, what are you thinking? You're like taking things apart again and like doing.
She's like a velociraptor. She looks like nobody can look at her or like now you can't see it, but she's like she gives like that kind of cockeyed look, like, you know.
No, but
like,
here's
a poker lunch face, you know.
No. But this is what I was gonna say though. I mean, you know, it's a good story that you shared, Don, you know, that you said, oh, this and this and that. But you know what? The way I think it's like a blessing in disguise for you, because you know what? You gain some experience through all those years that you worked for that dealership or body shops, you know what I mean? And
all of them, and
prepared you to where you're at right now. Because can absolutely you imagine if you didn't start and didn't have any experience, then you wouldn't know where to start and end.
Well, not only that, but he realized, which is probably one of the most important, besides the experience, but you realize the real value you have, you know, that you offer, you know, and It's the same thing. That's why PDR is in trouble right now, because there's not enough promotion about the industry itself. It's always about how cheap it is. How can you get that out there? You know, you got to promote your how well PDR is. Number one, what is PDR, and how it's better, not cheaper.
You know, not cheaper. I love this.
Not just PDR, bumper too. I actually had a...
No. We're talking PDR. Well, forget bumpers. I'm in the industry.
Well, it could have a dent on the bumper.
No, I know that. But me and Don and the whole PDR industry really want to promote. I see dent guys now all of a sudden start... I mean, not all of a sudden, but I'm really paying attention. I think they're actually paying attention because I see guys out there informing customers out there what paintless dent repair is now. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We should be doing that once a week on our Facebook Lives or whatever. Just try to do an educational video. Like, this is how we take a dent out. This is what tools we use. This is why this dent costs more than this dent. You know, just informative, you know? So
I agree 100%.
No.
Anyways, we're going to close this out pretty soon because it's about an hour long. But is there anything else you wanted to say? I'd like to close it out with... I'm sure Don's got something to say, and then I got to say something to say. So,
I think the only way that the PDR industry is going to be out there, which is, you know, going to be like a household name, is like if a company actually advertise, like, you know, like insurance, like Progressive, then you see it on TV. The only reason why I'm saying this is because we've been in this business, what, almost 20 years, Mike? Some people doesn't even know that we exist. You know, I mean, and customers who takes their stuff to the body shop, then they realize they got jacked as far as the, you know, prices. They don't realize that there's this other ways of fixing stuff that will come out the same, you know?
Well, I mean, you made a point because, I mean, I think it is commercials would have to do it, like big commercials out
there. Big commercials, so, but it's expensive to do commercials,
expensive. But the internet's growing and growing and growing. I mean, there's no reason to keep feeding it, you know? Don, I'm going to give you a closeout for bringing your wife on. First of all, Kimmy, I wanted to say thank you for coming on. I really appreciate your insight.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. And Don, did you want to say anything else about your wonderful wife and your business partner about that?
Well, obviously, I'm very blessed, and you are too. And thank goodness we have these women in our corners. Honestly, I don't think any dent guy out there, whether you're a hail tech, whether you're a go to work 9-to-5 guy, if you're got a shop, if you're wholesale working out of the back of your trunk, we can't do it alone. And that's really what it's all about. And it's giving it up to the ladies because this hasn't been talked about before. And Mike and I have been talking about it for a few weeks and it was his idea. I got to give it up to him. But since we've been talking about it and bouncing it back and forth, it's amazing. You know, it really is. I couldn't be a single guy and make this happen. I'd come home and there'd be nothing in the refrigerator. I wouldn't be, you know, fulfilled. I wouldn't have a family waiting for me. I wouldn't have all these T's crossed and dies dotted and everything else. So very blessed for all the ladies that are in us dent guys' lives. So give it up to the ladies for sure.
Well, thank you both for sharing your stories and all those little things in about the business and the behind the scenes. So we really appreciate that. So I'll close it out with my wonderful wife here. I want to say thank you very much, Mary, for your support, even though she fights me like cats and dogs, but it's all for the best of me, you know?
The betterment.
Everybody just sees the best part of Mike, but she sees best Mike and the worst part of Mike. And for a woman to be able to really help bring a person or a man and their business to help them become where they're at, I think it's credit to do more than what it is due. So thank you very much, Mom, for supporting me and the business. And it would not be as successful if you weren't here in my life. And so I love you.
Welcome, Dad. Thank you.
Awesome. I love that.
So I'm going to call on that note. We're going to close it out. I want to thank you again, Kimmy. Thank you, Don.
Thanks,
thank you,
Don and Kim.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks for having us.
Okay.
Thank you both.
And we will see you guys on the next podcast. Thanks for joining us. Take care.